Good morning and welcome to City Beat. Today we are brought to you by the City of Maysville, and it's always a pleasure to have in the studio the Mason County Public Librarian. We have Heather Wheeler, Programming Coordinator. And Heather, glad the holidays were good for you, but you got sick over the holidays, which is unfortunate.
Of course, you know, I got sick, so that wasn't any fun. I don't recommend that, but it was a good holiday up to that point. So this is my yearly event for the radio where I sound like I'm, you know, talking through a frog, but that's okay. We're still here. We're still powering through. We have a new employee. We have Miss Amanda Molka. She hails from Southern California, but she's been here a few years. She is our new programming assistant, which Rachel and I and Amanda, our teen services librarian, are absolutely thrilled about, let me tell you. And then she also covers all of our outreach now, which has been fantastic. So welcome, Amanda.
Hi.
What drew you to the Mason County Public Library and kind of the responsibilities you have down there?
Well, it's quite interesting because it was a few months back that I filled out a job application for a completely different position. But just a few months later, I got a phone call. They asked if, I think it was you, Heather, who called.
It was.
Yes. I'm trying to recollect here what happened. Exactly. But yeah, Heather, she called me and asked if I could come in for a job interview. So I was really thrilled about that. And so I went, yeah, sure, let's do it. So I came in and was interviewed by Heather, and it was Shelley.
Yes,
Heather and Shelley. They asked me questions, of course, about the position and if it's something that I would be interested in. And it all sounded great. It sounded exactly what would be a great fit for me. So, and then I think it was just a day or so afterwards that I got the call and said, "You're hired." So it was just incredible how it all happened. I'm very thankful and grateful to be part of the library and the team that we have. We get along so well together, and it's a really neat job to be part of being a programming assistant. I get to go out into the community and be part of different different community things, really. I mean, it's the Life Connections, Kenton Point, and it's just all various backgrounds, ages, and it's just it's really fulfilling to me to be able to be a little part of their day, whether it's leading a craft or heading up bingo, just to be that voice and face for the library and bring some joy into their lives.
And Heather, we talked with everybody down there at the library. Yes. And the staff that you have down there, you couldn't ask for a better group to work with.
No, it's wonderful. And Miss Amanda just fit in like perfectly. She's great about running down to help Rachel. She's as good working with little kids for story time or getting set up for a program as to working with the nursing home and the elderly. I mean, it's just been absolutely wonderful.
You all had a busy month in December, starting off the month with the 12 Crafts of Christmas.
Oh my gosh, yes. I haven't got the final number, but I think we topped out over 200 attendees over the 12 days. Nice. So it was a whirlwind. That was our first real kickoff, was 12 days. It was nothing like into the frying pan, as we like to say. She pretty much got through training, and then it was 12 days. I mean, it was like, boom, we were on it. So.
Yeah, that was like a boot camp.
So it was really awesome. She went down and helped me head up a Festival of Local Voices, which was a brand new event we put on for 12 Days of Wonder, which will be a repeat. That was a lot of fun. It had quite a few hiccups, so we got real good at working through, and the weather wasn't great, but it turned out really, really nice, so we were really thrilled.
It was well received, I think.
Yes.
I mean, people really enjoyed it.
Oh, yes. And we are going to have, again, our 12 Days of Wonder next year, of course, because, you know, and that will be one of our events we do.
How does having somebody like Amanda, you all kind of bounce ideas off of each other, and how does that help you all plan and get a better idea of how the event should work and kind of the preparation?
Oh, I think it's great. I love having someone else to bounce off ideas, and her desk is right next to mine, so it's real handy for me. But just the coming up with different ideas, if she comes up with a program for outreach, and I'm like, oh, I really like that, then we can order enough for me to do it in person. And the same, I had some leftover stuff from in-house. She reincorporated it for outreach. We waste nothing, and everybody gets to do a fun craft and event. So
you want to kick off the January calendar, Heather?
Sure.
We have Today we have story time at 10:30 and yoga at 4.
Yes, so kick off those New Year's resolutions. Come down, join yoga. You cannot beat Miss Barb. You cannot beat the ladies and gentlemen. Don't think you're out of it, men, who do that class. They're absolutely the sweetest, kindest. They will welcome you, like, and they modify. So if you aren't comfortable getting on the floor, we had a lady attend one day in December who did everything in a chair. I mean, Barb is so good about modifying everything. You do not want to miss out on that yoga Thursday at 4. And it's free. I mean, what are the chances?
That's with all the classes and the programs.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yes, free. Friday, we're back into Ready Player at 3:30 and Art Club at 3:45. 8th on the Monday, we're back to Montessori Monday at 10:30, Steam Lego at 4:30, and our teen takeout boxes become available that day. And that book looks really good. It's Five Total Strangers. It looks really interesting. That's a really cool YA book. The 9th is Anime Adventures at 3:15 and Tabletop Tuesdays at 6. Now, teenagers, you do not want to miss out on that. You're going to think that, oh, that D&D has been going on. And for those adults like me that don't know, that is Dungeons and Dragons. If you don't know what that is for our teenagers, but even though it has been going on, they have done, what do they call them, like little programs or skits that the Dungeon Master does, that if you can just pop into one, you've got a character, you've got a scenario. They have got that prepared. Do not feel like if you haven't been to the ones before, you can't come to the new ones. Absolutely. We want more the merrier. The 10th is Young Writers Club at 4. The 11th is Storytime at 10:30 and Yoga at 4. The 12th is Ready Player at 3:30. We will be closed on the 15th. Then we're busy again back on the 18th at Storytime and Yoga. Ready Player on Friday the 19th at 3:30. And then our listing at the library at 10 a.m. on the 20th. And again, that is an absolute one you can jump in. You don't have to have had attended any of the previous ones. Just come on down. It's fabulous. It is so much fun. I really enjoy that. I attend that one on my time off. That's how much I love that one.
If you want to go over listing at the library, if somebody doesn't know, if somebody hadn't been before, what is that?
Yes. Okay. So listing at the library, you're going to have like a little journal and there's going to be tons of ephemera, which is basically like stickers, die cutouts, cut paper, and you're going to make list. Now, this is very open to interpretation. I'm not a good rule follower. Mine always looks different than what it's supposed to. So don't feel like, you know, it has to be just like the page. I always do mine backwards and upside down because that's the way I like to do things, apparently. But you're going to, like, my fall one was listing memories. So I listed some memories with my daughter and our favorite things we've done in the fall. Then we have your Christmas memories or just anything you want to remember specific. If it was something a family member said and you don't want to forget that. If it's something, if it's a grocery list, if it's what you cooked that was so special or a special dish that you want to make sure your family members know the recipe, that can go in there. It's literally anything you want to make that's memory keeping for you personally. It's really relaxing, and we have so much fun in that class. You would have a ball if you would join us. The 22nd is Montessori Monday at 4:30. Rage Reads at 3 p.m. The 23rd, we're back to that Tabletop Tuesday at 6 p.m. The 24th is Drawing at 3:45. Teen Art Studio at 4. And Family Bingo at 4 as well. And that is a blast. You all are missing out on that Family Bingo. Let me tell you, you need to get there. The 25th is Storytime at 10:30. Yoga at 4. The 26th is Ready Player at 3:30. The 29th is Montessori Monday at 10:30. Our Sticker Party at 4, which our teens absolutely love. Constructed at 4 p.m. And then you've got Planning with Heather and Meal Planning at 4 p.m. on the 29th. And the 31st, we're doing a fun community event at the library. We are hosting a hot cocoa bar from 10 to 2 on the 31st to celebrate Hot Cocoa Day. So you pop into the main library anytime between 10 and 2, get you a hot chocolate, get you some sprinkles, get you some cinnamon, whatever you want to pop in your hot chocolate, just come on down, join the party.
And you all do a good job of hosting events and programs for all ages. It's not just, you know, one age group. It's from 2 years old to 99 years old.
Oh,
so
yes.
There's everything in between.
Oh, yeah. We definitely cover the age group, so to speak. I like to say from 0 to 102, we've got you covered with something at the library.
The good thing about these events and programs, they're all free. There's
yes.
no excuse to not pop down and have a good time because there's no cost to you. Just show up, have a good time, and enjoy yourself.
Yes, absolutely. It is so fun. I love having all the different events and doing all the fun things. And having, and the fact that it's free is just absolutely phenomenal. Everybody needs to come and take advantage of that and do all the things we offer.
And if somebody has an idea for a class or wants to collaborate, how do they get in contact with you, Amanda or Heather?
Yes, absolutely. You're going to call the library. You can ask for myself. You can ask for Amanda if you're interested in setting up an outreach. My email is hwheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, at masonlibrary.org. Our phone number is 606-564-3286.
Very happy to be part of the library, to make an impact on the community, all the different age groups and backgrounds, and just bring a lot of happiness and involvement into the community.
And it's always a pleasure to have in the studio at the Mason County Public Library, Amanda and Heather with us today. And ladies, appreciate you coming down and best of luck on the events in January.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. You know, I love being here.
Today's City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville.